Well, you need a lathe.
Yeah, step one.
And you need that Wonder Boy wood.
That's right.
So from the natural.
You got to wait for lightning to strike a tree.
And that's true. That's it. Or you could just try to burn one down and see if it'll fall. But,
no, but all kidding aside.
Just working a lathe. I mean, that's okay. What they do. I'm not sure what the specs are. I would definitely look up the specs. I know they have weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they have diameter.
Mm-hmm.
I know their length, because when I played baseball, we would have lengths stamped on the bottom edge mm-hmm. of how long it was.
Length, weight, right.
So I would start with that and with a lathe and start practicing. But the wooden lathe work today is not something done by hand anymore unless you're just in a garage. Mm-hmm. Everything is what we call CNC or mm-hmm. 3D printers. Or mm-hmm. This stuff is being cranked out by computers right now. So
I don't think they can not 3D print a baseball bat.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
They can 3D print anything.
They can't 3D print a baseball bat because it's made out of a freaking tree.
So
you can't. What are you going to 3D print a tree and then lathe it down?
No,
you can't do it.
Yes, you can.
This is the sanctity of baseball we're talking here, boy. Next thing you tell me,
you take a block of wood and put it in the computer.
You're not going to have to roll the balls in Mississippi mud either. Now, come on.
Well, it will be done by a robotic arm.
Stop. No.
Yes.
No, that's the beauty of baseball.
We wouldn't want to get our fingers dirty.
Right, right. Baseball, not to be undone by stupid
okay,
replays.
Well, Rick, I tried to answer your question, but we'll move on now.
So, Rick, that's the deal, okay? So
get a lathe and don't do 3D printing.
And practice.
And roll in the mud.